Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Last summer, the Lord had us declare that His kingdom is here. He said it is a new order of all things. While people are trying to do things the way they've always done it, God is saying it will not work. In fact, He said specifically that the works of men have ended. It's time to inquire of the Lord about everything in this season. Otherwise, you run the risk of being deceived by those who are not hearing the truth from God.
There are a lot of people who are misinterpreting things that are happening in the world right now. They'll make you think it's about Trump or about this going on here. And you have to really talk to God because He will put it in perspective for you. For instance, we're talking about the war in Iran. People are freaking out about that. In our last two apostolic prayer force meetings, the Lord brought up Iran, and his church that is in one of the fastest growing churches in the world is in Iran, and the enemy's upset about it. But the Lord also revealed something in this last meeting to me. He said how they are a special blessed people. They have a prophetic destiny that's powerful, and that's why there's so much confusion.
Here is this week's message.
Things have changed, so you can no longer have the same results from doing the same things you did in the past. So this is where we have to have real true discernment to say, okay, Lord, how can I navigate this chaos? What is it that I need to know? Now, for those of us who are pregnant with God's dreams, pregnant with God's visions, we're asking that all the time. Okay, Lord, this just happened, and You told me this. Which way do I go? So the whole point of discernment is being able to understand the times. And the season that we're in, because what was it last summer? The Lord said that His kingdom was here, that it's a new order of things, that He wants us to get ready because we're toward the end here and Jesus could come back any moment, but we're not ready. The birth thing is going to get more and more and more and more and more to the point where it's going to have to push out. It's going to come out on its own. But what He's saying is we have to be ready for that. And in fact, anybody have a child, it can be a frightening thing because your body's convulsive. Things are going on that you're unfamiliar with. And then you have that tremendous pain and pressure. It's like, oh my goodness, some people would rather die than go through it. Well, guess what? That's what's going on in the world around us. God is rebirthing and restoring His kingdom, and it's coming by the way of the Spirit. So that's exactly what we're looking at. Now, discernment. Now, it's kind of interesting because we had a Friday meeting with Dr. Bill Winston, and we meet with him a couple times a month. And I'm part of his Faith Ministry Association, that's one of the things that we do. We get together with him, and he imparts in us and also speaks. Well, he spoke on discernment this week as well, talking about how it's time for us to grow up instead of looking out here for answers and looking for everything out on the outside. To be able to make it in these last days, you're going to have discernment to be able to know that the anointing in you, that the Spirit of God in you is in you for the purpose of doing the work, for giving you the answers, that's showing you the way to go. That's why Jesus left us with another comforter, another helper to help us make it through these end times. So it's important for us to know that. Now, discernment, I had his definition of discernment, and hopefully I quoted this right. He said it's the ability to receive from God knowledge of facts that are unknown to human beings. So you might see craziness going and people think, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. No, you need to pray and discern. Okay, this is a new era. God has taken over. We're toward the end. I need to find out what His plan is because man's plan is not going to work. In fact, that's what He said last year. He said the works of man have ended, meaning anything you do in your flesh is not going to work. Anything you do in your mind will not work. You're going to have supernatural ability to navigate these rough waters in these last days. So, and discernment, you're thinking about the things that you don't understand that are happening. There are a lot of people who are misinterpreting things that are happening in the world right now. They'll make you think it's about Trump or about this going on here. And you have to really talk to God because He will put it in perspective for you. For instance, we're talking about the war in Iran. People are freaking out about that. In our last two apostolic prayer force meetings, the Lord brought up Iran, and his church that is in one of the fastest growing churches in the world is in Iran, and the enemy's upset about it. But the Lord also revealed something in this last meeting to me. He said how they are a special blessed people. They have a prophetic destiny that's powerful. And that's why there's so much confusion. That's why you see a Muslim uprising against the Christians and they're killing Christians, because the devil does not want that country free, but God does. He wants his people free to be able to help them. Those people are suffering as it is. And God is talking to them about freedom. So they have a prophetic destiny. And it's even greater than what I thought. The Lord revealed to me that it was Cyrus, who was a Persian king. You're talking Iran, you're talking Persia. He was the one that God used. And I think it's Isaiah 45 when it talks about he was God's anointed. So God had a leader he raised up in that era to actually go forth and not only rebuild the temple, he had the country pay for it. So the Iran or Persia paid for the rebuilding of God's temple. So they have a huge destiny to play here. And God is saying, because of the seeds that were sown, there's going to be some changes. There can be some positive changes. Now, it may not be because of the war that's going on, but it may be something supernatural that God does on his own to show this is his sovereign will for the people in Iran. But just know, the same thing is happening in America and happening in France and Germany and Italy, all these countries and Africa. The continent of Africa and all those nations. God is moving on his people. This is a kingdom arising around the globe. And yet you'll see a fight. What else do you see going around the globe? People say, well, the Muslims are trying to take over. No, they're not. They're trying to hold position. That's what's going on. They can't take over. They're trying to hold their position, and they sense that Christians are moving forward. Now, we have no choice because it's the Spirit of God moving. So the discernment in our times is to welcome our Muslim brothers, to show them, as the Lord said concerning America. And this, again, this came in our last apostolic prayer for us. He says, Sharia law is demonic. It's evil. However, the Muslim people are loved by God. He wants us to share with them. And yeah, I have Muslim family members, people I've known all my life, wonderfully, wonderful people. None of them as radical as some of the ones we see uprising now. However, God is saying he wants to bless them too. The blessing of the Lord was for the entire world. When Adam was supposed to raise up a family of individuals that encompassed the entire human race, they were all supposed to be on that blessing. No battling with wars, no battling each other. But what happened? Adam failed, sin came in the world, death took over. And next thing you know, people were jockeying for position to be God's number one son. But Jesus Christ is that number one son, the one that came back to redeem the entire world, not just the Jews, but the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Hindus, everybody in the world, the agnostics, the atheists. Jesus Christ came for us all. So we need to discern the time that we're in. We're not battling these brothers in other nations. We're not battling them. We're battling the spirit that's keeping them from the blessing, that's keeping them from the good things. Because there's nothing worse than talking to a Muslim person and asking them, what is Allah talking about blessing you? No. Does Allah love you? No. They don't have any of that. And thinking, okay, then you do all these things to go to heaven, and you don't even know if you're going to make it. You don't know anything. Whereas our God, Jehovah, Yahweh, he tells us he loves us. He tells us, I prepared a place for you. I want to flourish you and prosper you in this world and to the worlds to come. So we know that from the Bible, what our God has for us. And our job as Christians is to share. But you won't be able to share if you're not discerning correctly the times and seasons with which we live. And that's been God's concern. And he's given me some information here to share with you, because in the past, we just talked about recently how he said that we're not honoring the covenant. We're honoring culture, what's being said out in the world, more so than what he's saying in his covenant. He is a covenant God. He has covenant people in Iran and China and Egypt and Australia. And I can continue naming all couple hundred or 300 nations. God has a people everywhere. Russia, Ukraine, all the places where you see Venezuela people fighting, they're warring. It's a spiritual war. It involves some resources, involves some of those things, but it's a spiritual war as God is trying to collect his children from all over the world and make us as one to rise up and show his blessing to the rest of the world. And that's what this is all about. Now, the other thing about it, the kingdom of God is shrouded in a mystery. It has to be something that you have to seek. As Jesus said, you have to seek first the kingdom. Whatever you need, whatever you want, you have to seek the kingdom. But not only the kingdom promises, but how do you achieve those? What is God's way of living in the earth? And that's why we need discernment. much discernment. It's all shrouded in a mystery. And Jesus, he said that the kingdom of God was within us. It's not with observation. It's not a physical place. It is a spiritual place that must be discerned. And you may remember what he told Nicodemus. You can't even see it. You can't perceive of this kingdom unless you're born again, which is why our job is to talk about the kingdom and get people born again so that they can begin to see what God has for them and then begin to manifest it as well. That's our job. Again, this is discernment. This is why walking by faith and not by sight is important, because you walk by faith, you're walking about by what's been discerned, what God has shown you, what he spoke to your heart, not what you're hearing from the news, not what you're hearing from CNN, MSNBC, and all these places. No. They're not in the program. That's a whole nother knowledge, what you call dark knowledge. It's man's wisdom. But God already said the works of man, their wisdom is done. It's not going to work, because God himself is moving by his spirit to bring forth his will before Jesus comes. And this is amazing, because you're talking spiritual things that have to be discerned spiritually. And that's probably some of the biggest confusion when people read the Bible. They're thinking, well, how can this be true? You don't have a heart to receive it. The only heart that can receive the things of the Spirit are those who have been born again. Those of you who haven't been born again, we can stop right now and pray that you are receiving that Spirit of God in your heart to be able to perceive and connect back with the Holy God of heaven. Why don't we stop and do that right now? Father God in heaven, we receive those who are standing before me now as those who want to be saved and be part of your kingdom. Now just repeat after me. God, dear God, forgive me my sins. Forgive me for going my own way and following after the world and not following after you. Today, I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, guide and lead me to the Father's perfect plan for my life every day. I receive it all in Jesus' name. That's all you need to do.
In his Matthew 24 discourse, Jesus said several key things to remember. Take heed that no man deceive you. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Given these specific statements alone, one should understand the necessity of seeking God for answers in this season. There's going to be many distractions and much chaos. We need to hear the word of the Lord for our lives in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.